Rabin. Units 7, 9, and 12. I have a 217 at 5412 Northwest 14th Avenue. Who wants to pick it up?
Allah, Rabin thought. That's Norm's house. What's going on?
Take it, his partner said. That's like 8 blocks.
Wait and see if there's a closer pickup.
Seconds ticked by, and no other unit responded. Come on, Kabil, we could use some laughs.
Sure, let's take it.
217 was B&E, usually no big deal. Except when the house being broken into belongs to your fellow sodomite.
Sweet Allah.
Unit 9 on the way, his partner said, and switched to manual. The car surged into the middle of the street, and traffic parted in front of them like the Red Sea from Moses. Kabil checked to make sure his pistol was on stun. He was tempted to accidentally switch the dart selector to lethal. Whatever this guy might say was unlikely to advance his career. He allowed himself one long moment of reflection. That had been a turning point in his life. As large as being a soldier, larger than the POW camp. He went straight after the wife caught him with normal Norman, at least straight enough to collect his own wife and kids. Love is love, though, and lust, lust, and a man can't help being what he is. Perp shot, the radio said, and the monitor showed a picture of a well-dressed man swinging a bar stool at a glass door. The image ratcheted forward and rotated to give them a full-face portrait of the man. We have an ID, the radio said. Suspected 6 months Rayford in 52, accessory to extortion, two juvies, B&E, and A&B. He has a Georgia license to carry a concealed weapon, supposedly in 3 states. Dolome Petrucas. Street name, Solo. Consider him armed and dangerous. Well, hello, his partner said. The suspect was loping down the sidewalk toward them, on the other side of the street, hands in pockets. No other pedestrians in sight.
Guy can't even afford a car.
He turned on the lights and pulled over to the curb, traffic weaving, and bumped up onto the sidewalk. The man crouched as if to run, and then stood up with his hands over his head. I'll take it. His partner got out and walked toward the man while Rabin unclipped the detector from the visor, then opened the door and stood behind it, peering through the detector tube. David, he said, left armpit. He and David both had their stunners out in an instant. Solo stood on his toes, reaching high.
Hey, hey, I got a ticket. I'm a private investigator.
Yeah, sure. David reached into the man's jacket and pulled out a light automatic. You got a Georgia ticket out of some cereal box. You got the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be held against you. This encounter is being recorded and encrypted and will be acceptable as evidence against you. I don't say nothing until I talk to my lawyer, not meaning to be disrespectful. Like I say, David said, everything you say is evidence. Everything you don't say, too. You can call your lawyer from the station, Rabin said. First, we're going back to the place you were trying to rob.
Hey, I didn't take nothing.
David took him by the shoulder and steered him toward the car. Keep talking. You were a Jehovah's Witness, or what?
I got lost. I was confused. Went to the house to ask directions, and then this voice starts up.
He pushed him down into the back seat. Put your wrists on the armrests, please. He did. Close. The armrests handcuffed him.
So then you had to break your way out. Man, it locked me in. What would you do?
Oh, I'd probably call 911. But then, I'm a cop. I have the number memorized. He eased the door shut and went around to the driver's seat. Rabin had just finished calling it in. He turned around and studied Solo for a moment.
So, whose house was it? What were you after?
I don't know. Like I say, just wanted directions.
Bullshit. We have you on a previous B&E.
What? Bacon and eggs?
Rabin just smiled as the car bumped over the curb and eased into traffic.
Look, I was just a kid. The judge said that was going to be erased.
Probably on the condition of good behavior. Assault and battery isn't such good behavior.
That was juvenile, too. You never got into a fight?
No, as a matter of fact. Not until the war.
Solo was staring at his name badge.
Oh. That's right. I was on the other side. And here I am, a towelhead, arresting you. Is this a great country?
They pulled into the driveway at 5412. David said release, and helped Sello out of the car. He chinned the microphone on his lapel.
This is Eakins. You got the owners on this B&E?
Not yet, a distant voice said. One's at lunch, the other's in transit.
Keep trying.
He inserted a probe like Solo's into the Horton lock. Both locks snapped open instantly.
After you.
He pushed Solo inside.
House, Rabin said. This is the police.
I know,
the house said.
Did this man take anything or do any physical damage to you?
Yes, he broke a stained glass window. The replacement cost will be $6,450.
David whistled.
Felony property.
You should have done a different window.
Or even used the door.
Like I said, the house locked up.
Hello, someone said from the hall. Police?